Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Tomorrow is Privacy Awareness Week, although we're not really allowed to talk about it. But all jokes aside, it's a week run by the New Zealand Privacy Commission in conjunction with various similar bodies in countries such as Australia, Hong Kong, Canada and Korea. Our privacy, of course, should be of concern to us 52 weeks of the year, and particularly recently, with our Privacy Commission taking on the Goliath Google over its controversial new add-on, Google Buzz. Joining us now to talk about all of this is Assistant Privacy Commissioner Blair Stewart. Well, welcome along to the show. Look, first, we're going to start things off. It is Privacy Week tomorrow, and we will talk about that. But New Zealand has joined the news, made worldwide headlines by joining the criticism against Google over Google's new Google Buzz application. Now, this is something that popped up on my email, and I didn't understand it. Then it got annoying, and then I got rid of it. But I understand the problems go a bit wider than that.
Yes, well Google is a company that is sort of pervasive in our life, like many of these online companies now, and what they suddenly did was take their email service and make all their users members of a social network, and thus made their identities publicly available and identified some of their network of people that they email with, but they didn't give people the choice as to whether they wanted to participate in this. They just made it public, and this upset a lot of users.
It became an opt-out service, didn't you? Where you actually had to go into your settings, find where the Google. It took me a few minutes to do it, and a few wrong paths to actually get out of the Google Buzz.
Absolutely, and essentially, privacy commissioners from around the world became very concerned about this, as did users. And as a result, they took Google on and challenged it as a technology company, as an online company, to do better when it rolls out its services, and to put individuals first, and not to sort of experiment on them and then try and make changes later.
And what happened?
As a result of a backlash of users, they backtracked and made the worst features of what they were doing. They corrected those, but and it was really the user feedback that made them do that. That the customers, and in terms of Privacy Awareness Week next week, that's one of the key messages. People have to be willing to stand up for what they think is important and do citizen action. They can't just wait for regulators like the Privacy Commissioner. But the Privacy Commissioner and nine privacy enforcement authorities worldwide thought that wasn't good enough, and they should put on the record that when such services are rolled out, the companies have a responsibility to get it right first time.
Blair, I don't really expect privacy online anymore. Like, I've got a Google account, and it's obvious to me that when I get Gmail, that Gmail is actually reading my email because they're advertising to me. So they're like, they're reading each email before I read it. What about the terms of service? Like, when you join Google or Facebook, aren't you kind of signing away all your secrets anyway?
Some of your expectations online might be different than what you've traditionally expected, but we don't expect to lose all our privacy, and we also expect to take those decisions ourselves, whereas I think Google Buzz was an example where the company decided it would make that decision for you. But nonetheless, even with online services, we believe that individuals should have the right, and under the law they do have the right to retain some control over their own information.
Google is huge. I mean, when Google floated, listed on the stock exchange, everyone that worked for Google became a millionaire overnight. Google is a verb. When they get a letter from the New Zealand Privacy Commissioner, really?
Surely, and hopefully this, it was a letter, right? That is pretty old school technology. Or did you send it to them using the Privacy Commissioner's Hotmail account?
Absolutely. Well, we had that concern ourselves, and one of the significant features of what happened here is that privacy commissioners from around the world got together, because these gigantic companies, they're based in one particular country, they operate across the world. The message was they have to comply with local expectations, local norms, and particularly local laws in every place that they operate, and that includes New Zealand.
So Google's not too big to take on then? I mean, because I think Google's probably got a bigger army than we've got.
Well, didn't Google just take on China? I mean, if it's, you know, they might as well be a sovereign state. You know, how do you?
Well, this is certainly the challenge for regulators like the Privacy Commissioner. Certainly, nobody is too big to be above the law. But the reality is, if a company is based offshore and it's very, very big, you know, there is a problem. How do you influence that behavior? And Privacy Commissioners spend a lot of time trying to influence people. They're not always just out there trying to directly enforce the law through the courts. It's a matter of persuasion. It's a matter of research, finding options in this new technological environment that offers so many possibilities, but we don't want to lose what's valuable, like privacy.
Often the people that are most responsible for the denigration, the deterioration in privacy are the people who sign up to these things themselves. You know, Tina, I'm often amazed at it, especially the younger generations, how much they're willing to give away, how many of these photos they're willing to put online.
Oh, I'm starting to think privacy is an old-fashioned concept. I mean, just being on Twitter, I'm finding out intimate details that you wouldn't find out unless... you know, you're actually using the whipped cream in the bedroom with these people.
You do need to talk to your girlfriend more, Ray.
I don't even know these people, and I'm finding out stuff that, you know, is privacy an old idea?
No, I think privacy is just as relevant to young people. But with intergenerational things, some of the expectations are different. I don't think they have any less wish to have their privacy respected. They just value it in different ways.
If you said to your grandmother, "Hey, Granny, I'm going to put a photo of you drunk and give it to upwards of 1 million people," I think my grandmother would have something to say about it. I'd have something to say about it, and yet that's exactly what people are doing every day.
Well, certainly next week in Privacy Awareness Week, the Privacy Commissioner will be releasing new research, including focus groups amongst young people that shows that they do care about it, but exactly how they care about it. But if you take that example of unflattering photographs that may come back to haunt you later in life, that's an area where the Privacy Commissioner feels that young people don't always understand the implications, that they're welcome to make their own choices, but possibly if some of these online services had a default position that protected the privacy unless a very conscious decision is made to release it to the world at large, that might suit people better.
Social networking, then, by definition, is opening yourself up to, you know, is lifting the veil of privacy, isn't it?
Well, social networking can, when it works well, be the absolute epitome of privacy. It can be individuals choosing who they want to share information with, and that's fine. That's all part of exercising your privacy. We want the companies that run these services to give people the tools so that they can make those choices themselves. So rather than release to the world at large, maybe they just genuinely release to their circle of friends, for example.
But no one really understands Facebook's privacy settings. They're a minefield. And really, those social media, you know, sites like Facebook, I don't think they're just interested in profiling people to provide a better, you know, group of consumers to the people they're advertising on their site.
I certainly agree that it's some of the choices that are available are too complex to be used sometimes, and communication of simple and easy-to-use choices are important. We think the starting point should be that your privacy is maintained, and then you make choices to widen the group. That will make it easier for people to exercise meaningful choice.
Despite what I said earlier about the younger generation maybe having a more cavalier attitude to their privacy, one thing I've noticed in the last year or so is an increase in emails going around saying, oh, Facebook is doing this to your privacy, or, you know, Facebook messages saying, make sure you change this setting or that setting. Do you think maybe there is a turning point where people are starting to go, hang on a sec?
Well, I hope so, because that's kind of using the technology to protect yourself, getting the message out in the ways that people actually use to communicate.
Well, perhaps from next week is a time to maybe think about privacy a little bit during Privacy Week and go and check your Facebook settings for the first time for many people, I imagine. Thank you very much for coming along.
Thanks very much.
It's Blair Stewart from the Office of the Privacy Commissioner. If you want some more information about what's going on in Privacy Awareness Week, go to privacyawarenessweek.org. Coming up after the break, we talk to comedian Terry Alderton.